cliffcentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
En dis 'n hartlike goeiemôre aan al ons Casper Radio Show luisteraars. Soos julle weet, is cliffcentral.com uitgekoop deur RSG. So van nou af is hier baie veranderinge, fucking baie veranderinge. En ons sal nie meer die linkse media toelaat om kak te praat oor ons en ons volk nie. Vandag is gelofte dag, 16 Desember. En ons gedenk die dag toe die wit mens die Zulus verower het, deur hulle te smet in die rivier. Nee, word wakker, dis 'n droom. This is the Casper Radio Show. Good morning and good morning to Hannes Brummer.
Good morning.
And good morning to Barend Bernard Buys.
Hi.
Sorry, Bernard.
It's drie obvious. Jaar, ons sal daar kom.
Ons sal daar kom. And then Gavina Prinsinia.
Sonny Bonani and Unjani.
My Johnny Unbaya.
See, they are start laughing again.
And that's fantastic. We love the sound of your laughter. We will bottle it and it will be sold on little stiffies. in future.
Bernard will not be buying that.
No, he won't be. But Shemaine Harris will. But she's not here yet. She's running late, but she's coming. Because today I thought we will have the full team.
Amazing.
To reflect.
Yes.
We must be like water and reflect today.
It's that time of year.
And, I've never played one flippin' Christmas fucking tune. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. I dug up an old thing here on our system in the studio. Listen to this. If you can. Over already because they sing this on the December the 6th. So daar's dit daarom gespeel.
Ja. Sy'n Alicia het altyd van daai song gehou.
Sy's nie dood nie.
Nee. Ek sê dit. Sy het altyd baie excited geraak as jy het speel.
Ja.
En saam gesing. Sy het al die woorde geken.
Ek wonder, dink jy Alicia luister nog na ons? Ek dink nie so nie. I never hear from her.
Sy het my gemessage eergister en gesê sy mis ons verskriklik. Ons moet gaan koffie.
Oh, but she's not listening.
I don't think so.
Ek dink is so flavor, want ek het verlede maand daai message gekry.
And Simba's quite quiet, but I see him a lot on Instagram and so forth. So he's modeling and doing this and doing that.
Is it?
And he's in music videos, yeah. But he hasn't sort of spoken to me for a while.
So he's becoming a star then?
Yeah, because he's got an open door policy from me. Whenever he wants to come in, he can let me know and I can tell him yes or no. Will always be no, but still. No, of course. Yeah, I want to hear from him. But he sort of is very, very successful, our Simba. And who else did we have? Hannes van Oudtshoorn. Shame, he is in Stokkerstroom. What's that fucking place?
Broederstroom.
Santandon.
Standerton.
Standerton. It's difficult to pronounce. It's Standerton.
What's he doing there? Living
there. Who else did we have? That's all we had on the show, hey?
Yeah. In what is the...
Well, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is at Jacaranda with Martin Bester now. Ooh, ooh, la, ooh.
Who's Jeffrey?
Jeffrey Stewart. He used to do the mixer because I couldn't. So
oh, wow.
I used to tell him, play this, play that.
So he used to be technical presenter or producer.
Yeah. Did you know, my dearest, dearest people, that today, December the 16th, Jane Austen was born?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
That is.
It is, eh? So... Name me one book she's written, Gavin.
Can I? Pride and Prejudice.
I knew that. Wasn't it that her sister?
Well, I rock altijd in mekaar met haar en met die Bronte sisters.
Well, no, you're right. Yeah. Then it's her. They didn't say yeah, and I didn't know either. You're right.
Nee, nee, hy is reg.
Hy is reg, ja, Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice.
Do you know there's a movie called Pride and Prejudice with zombies?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Nee. Maar ek weet van dit, want dit was ook 'n boek geweest wat iemand gedoen
het. Ja, dit is 'n boek.
Ja.
Oh, okay, ek wil nogal sien, want dit kry nogal goeie reviews.
Ja, ek het al die trailer gecheck en het lyk nogal of het baie aksie is.
And then, oh God, wat speel nou? Oh, it's my iPad. I'm gonna go a bit back. For a reason, and that is today in 1770, Ludwig van Beethoven was born. I've got a shout because he's deaf.
Ah,
Ludwig van Beethoven. Ba 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 bum. It's actually a good idea for a cappella. Laughing. At Symphony Number 5. It was also the Boston Tea Party today.
Oh.
So that was in Alice in Wonderland. It was wonderful. I enjoyed it. And Johnny Depp was there.
Oh.
And Tim Burton.
Loved them.
They had a lovely tea party. This was 1773. And then Margaret Mead. Mead.
M-E-A-D.
Mead was born. I don't know what the fuck... She was living among the Samoans in 1925 to observe their way of life. Unfortunately, she died in 1926. No joke. No, she was still there. And no, she died in 1978. And Margaret, may you rest in pieces, my darling. Thank you very much for what you've done to the Samoans. They will fucking never forget you.
Exactly.
So, today we reflect up and down and left and right about our year, 2016. What a strange year this has been. Do you remember 2016? And we'll go Hannes, Bernard, Kevin. Do you remember it with fondness or with a bit of a negative connotation?
Ek dink dit was so 'n bietjie van 'n wipplank jaar.
Ja, ek hou van die woorde.
Ja, they were really in a personal capacity hierdie jaar stadig begin en nie lekker nie en toe hy nou regtig aan die gang kom, toe sit so of dit hou net nie op nie. Maar dis goeie dinge, maar mense is lus vir niks nie. Want hy het net kak begin, so nou is ons nog steeds in ons space, even though great things are happening. So dit was nogal weird in die opsig. Dis hoe ek die jaar beleef het. Dis soos baie ups and downs.
Okay.
Ek het 'n amazing jaar gehad. Almal ek sien op Facebook, almal post van kan die jaar nou opbou en daar was daar 'n meme van Titanic, van die ou maatjie van, en dan it's been 84 years en dis my lekker jaar gewees. Ek het net lekker dinge gehad. Ja.
Okay, wel lekker vir jou.
Behalwe vir my knie wat opgefok was.
O, was dit ook hierdie
maar,
jaar?
Maar dit was ook hierdie jaar. Maar buiten dit... Maar mens vergeet soms hoe lank een jaar reg is. Ja. As jy so reflect en gaan, shit, het al hierdie goeders gebeur. Ek het gisteraand toe ek nou bietjie gaan kyk oor highlights oor die jaar en toe ek nou terug gaan, fok, dit ook hierdie jaar gebeur. En dit, want jy dink is een jaar terug, wat dit was maar een vorige jaar.
En jou knie het gespeseer op in een show?
Ja.
Wat het jy gedoen?
Ek het my meniscus geskeur.
Deur wat te doen? Deur te hoog te skip? Skip.
Hoekom lag jy?
I'm not part of the conversation.
Ek het skeef getrap op stage.
Dit is snaaks.
En toe?
En toe skeer my meniscus.
Fucking meniscus.
Ja. Het jy skeef getrap op jy high heels?
Mm.
Oh my god, I would have loved to have seen that.
Mm.
Like you would not
the
have forgotten.
People laughed.
Did they laugh?
Ja.
Oh, ek wens iemand het dit op YouTube gesê.
Ek ook eintlik, want in my geestes oog is dit fucking funny.
Mm.
Want met die song gaan ek af in die audience van die stage af en dan doen ek so ronde om en dan kom ek weer terug met trappies op stage. En ek weet nie wat ek gedoen het, maar met die opgaan met trappies, toe swik my enkel en ja,
dis radio, ek probeer
ja, ek nie besef wat jy doen nie.
Ek probeer dat die mense sien.
En soos wat ek val, probeer ek myself reg ophou. So ek het gebukkend gehardloop op stage vir so 3 meter, maar ek het nie geval nie. Maar ek kan dink dit moet baie komies gelyk het.
So jy drink nie, maar jy was nog steeds legless on stage.
Heeltemal. Ja.
Met a standing ovation. Jy ek moet môre aand weer kom en hierdie ding kom. Hy doen dit so goed.
Maar ek het nog 'n gewoonte om te val in drag. Dit is 'n ding wat al jare kom. Ek val by Pride en ek val op stage en ek val as julle gaan kyk op ek het 'n video gepost in die week ook oor 'n storie waar ek geval het van stage af. En ja, ek het nog 'n
jy's lomp, Betty.
Ek is lomp. Ek's top heavy.
Before we get to you, Gavin, there's a WhatsApp, and I just want to reiterate that we do WhatsApp now.
Oh, is it?
WhatsApp, whatever the fuck it's called. Wat gaan daar aan, Manus?
Ons het weer eens net 'n nommertjie en 'n voetjie wat ek nie nou kan uitmaak nie. Ek sal nou van naderby kyk, maar dit sê, hello, Casper and team.
Hallo!
Hallo!
Happy Friday! Hello.
Yay! Day of the reconciliation!
Jere, ek so bly, jylle het WhatsApp gekry.
Ja!
Dit ruim. Ek tweet jylle, maar ek tweet jylle meer en mis die show nooit nie.
Yay!
Ek kan ongelukkig nie live luister nie, maar sal 2 PM die podcast aflaai.
Hoor, dis nou net na 2 en nou hoor jy ons. Maar ons het jou gepraat mee voor jy dit weet het ge.
Dankie vir jou positive en funny show. Julle vat die hele week se stres weg. Lots of love and best wishes met 'n groen hartjie, JP.
O, so dis JP. Hallo JP.
Hallo JP.
Ek wil nie vra waarvoor JP staan nie.
Jacobus Petrus.
Nee, of Jean-Pierre.
Ek dog is 'n vloekwoord.
En hy sê hy's in die
of dis dalk 'n sy.
Ek het 'n baie laas lang glas van 'n JP sy gehoor.
Hallo, ek is JP. Nee.
Ja, it can be.
Jacoba Petronella.
Hey, dis my ouma se naam.
Oh. Wat sê hy van die Noord?
Hy sê hy's in die Noord-Kaap. Ja, Noord-Kaap, nie Noord-Kaap nie. Ja, Kasper, die fokke Noord-Kaap luister ook. Julle bereik almal.
Oh, where's the Noord-Kaap?
It's somewhere in North.
Ek het daar ook sy'n Springbok op of
Uppington. Kimberley, Uppington.
There, is that Noordkamp?
Yeah.
And before we get to Gavin, I just want to remind you that you can WhatsApp us, dear people, now. And we see it on the screen here. It's so, jyre, dit voel vir my asof ons modern geraak het. Dis 079, okay, tik het nou.
Ja,
jy ook, it. Jy ook daar by die huis.
079.
748.
748.
Dis is so maak mens met Esme en Jan. 2090.
2090.
Yes, Jan. And just to remind people again, it's 079.
784.
No! Wat Harvard ek sê, dis so maak mens verfassig. Ja, Jan, jy's reg.
Kom, 079.
Don't talk like me. You are fucking Jan. You are...
I don't know what to do.
Go lower register.
Oh, okay.
079.
079.
748.
748.
2090.
2090.
Bravo! Okay, Gavin, you're here. What would you say?
Oh, okay. I was still busy tweeting the number. My year, what, from a...
A positive or negative. That's
no,
all
no,
I
no,
want
but
to
from
know.
Which level? From a personal or from a...
Personal.
Oh, okay.
Do you think personal? Fondly or do you think...
So the first, my first
word I'm thinking for
fondly, what or what
or animosity.
No,
that's not the word.
That's not the word.
But you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
know
you know what
you
mean, Squire.
So
what you think of 20?
It started like from January until April for me was like apps. You know, I don't swear, but it was cuck.
Uh-huh. I was, but you started very well. Now your sentence, very British, and then you change South African. It started for me in January. And then you come with cuck. Ooh, God, in the radio.
It's not very good, but
it was cuck for you when?
Up until April.
Why? What happened?
No, I was just like, I was proper Deborah. You know the gays in Cape Town called Deborah depressed?
I know, so, my darling.
So I was proper Deborah
Petter.
It's
not the gays in Cape Town, it's everywhere.
No, but it started by the coloured gays in Cape Town.
Okay, then.
There's no denying. Okay. And so basically I had to like just like lift myself up. Pick myself properly up.
And start all over again.
And then I did certain things like getting myself like a business coach and everything. And then I just like started believing, reading books and things.
You're fantastic.
And then it...
You got your own company, Red Dot Media. You're entertaining some of the richest people in the world. And you still can't get us a sponsor.
Yes, I know. I'm bad, eh? But I need to get myself a sponsor first.
Okay, but get yourself a sponsor. And then just get one of those rich people to come and talk on the radio show for an hour.
We must still get Carolyn, remember?
Or Change. That was a musical. Stain. Oh, God, we must get her, eh? We must get her involved. Stain City presents the Casper Radio Show. And then we can just say, all the things said in this show does not reflect the ideas of Stain City.
Exactly. We can actually broadcast live from Stain City. It's beautiful there.
On the lap of Don't Stain.
Yes. Yes. He's absolutely lovely. Have you seen his house?
I haven't, but I've seen his eyes. Yeah.
It's like, what about his eyes? Be nice.
His ass or his eyes? His eyes.
Yeah.
He looks like he's a fucking robot from Westworld. Okay. But he mustn't listen to this, eh?
He mustn't.
Please, Doe, we love you.
We love you, Doe.
We love you, Doe. Doe, Ray, me. And me, Ray, Doe. So, my experiment on Saturday, I did it. I watched Joseph 3 times in a row. And I was joined the last show at 8 o'clock by Bernard. I loved it. I'm very glad I did it. But I must tell you that I felt like I had concussion the 3rd show. It was just, I didn't quite know where I was. And I couldn't speak properly. After the 3rd show, I said to one of the brothers, I watched the show. You good? And he said, well, thank you. I must go now. But I, as a child, listened to Joseph over and over. And I heard some differences in the lyrics. And I voicemailed Jonathan. And I said, Jonathan, can you tell me the different? There are 2 differences I picked up in the lyrics. Do you know what they are and why they are there? And he answered me by saying,
Casper, you've got me. I wasn't aware that lyrics had changed because I know Tim Rice is very particular about that sort of thing. The only thing I do know is what's been added to the show in terms of the new prologue has been moved from the end of the show to the beginning of the show with Any Dream Will Do. That's pretty much all I know. So you've got one up on me. So let me know which verses you're talking about. Otherwise, you'll just have to come back to the show, watch it again, and then tell me afterwards. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Almighty One. He plays Pharaoh. He is brilliant, eh, Banner?
He is amazing, really, really.
He is fucking brilliant. He's so good as Pharaoh. We must go, all go and see. You must go. If you haven't seen Joseph, go. Mm. Oh.
I'll do it for Jonathan.
Yeah. And do it yourself. Just go and watch. It's amazing,
it's
amazing,
an amazing show.
Show
because
I've seen
show,
it four times and it's brilliant every time.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. It's short. It's a short show. It is a short show. A short show. Then the music is easy on the ear. It's beautiful on the ear. And it thus, it leaves you afterwards from, with the feeling of, I want to see it again. And that is why I went again and again. And I was always looking forward to it. And say, yeah, no, it's going to come again.
Dancing is amazing.
And yeah. What?
The dancing.
Now listen to this, Gavin. Hannes doesn't have to listen. Lots of beautifully built young men in this show. Showing very much.
Okay, I'm going.
Like only hot bands.
They are really sexing it up. It's like burlesque. That Potiphar song. Oh my God. Oh my God, Gavin. Oh it's goodness. Just it's just two little tight buns and the rest is naked. Oh, it is beautiful. But anyway, Jonathan, let me tell you the two places they've changed the lyrics. And I went back and I listened to the first Joseph I ever listened to, and it was the old lyrics, so I was right. And then they changed it. I don't know why, but the one is the dream of Joseph. He says in the initial one, actually, I must record. Can you record this on WhatsApp while I'm talking so that Jonathan can somewhere hear? He press here. Hannes, hou dit maar net onder my. Hou dit maar net onder my dinges.
Okay.
En wys, maar moet dit nie laat los nie, nee, want dan gaan dit nou ophou.
Oh, ja.
Okay, druk. Nie hard. Jy moet fucking hard druk. Jy moet nog fucking harder druk, Hannes. Daar sê. Okay, don't let it go, eh? So, Jonathan, we are on air now, live, and I'm going to answer your questions. I didn't know about the Any Dream Will Do. I did hear a version where Any Dream Will Do was at the beginning, and I wasn't quite sure why. But I prefer the Any Dream at the end, and that rousing chorus, May I Return to the Beginning, gives me goose flesh, can you say that? And a semi-erection. But Joseph sings in I Dreamed That in the Field One Day. And today, in the new version, he sings My Corn Gave Me a Sign. But the original was I Dreamed That in the Field One Day at Corn Collecting Time. So maybe they thought that was a bit of a corny line. And when the baker explains his dream to Joseph, he initially says, give me the message, but keep it concise. So that was a bit rude. So they changed it to give me the message, like his would be nice. Okay, Jonathan, we'll see you at Joseph again very, very soon. Bye. Okay, so you got that.
Yes, ek het nou amper 'n WhatsApp duimkrampie gekry daar.
Ek het begin bekommerd raak.
My pa druk die DSTV remote so.
My ma druk hom so met haar wysvinger van bo af.
Oh.
So oulik. Die ou mensies met die tegnologie.
Can you tell me if you know anything about, otherwise you must look it up, Wells.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Is Wells, what's Wells Fargo? Is that a...
I can it Orson Wells.
Well, yeah. But that's a person.
Of Lassie, where a child fell down a Wells.
Two summer, yeah. Wells Fargo, isn't it like a housing people or what?
Personal business banking.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's not that. This apparently, people, is the funniest comedy sketch of the year, but I don't quite understand it, but I think because I'm stupid. So you've got to listen to it a couple of times, I think, to understand it. It's basically an ad they had on Saturday Night Live for your more effeminate boys, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of buying him a truck, you buy him a well, and then he sits at the well. Anyway, listen, see if you think it's funny.
With Fisher-Price playsets, some kids can be four-star chefs. Some kids can win the race. But some just long to be understood. Introducing Wells for Sensitive Little Boys from Fisher-Price. Wells for sensitive boys to wish upon, confide in, and reflect by.
Some boys live unexamined lives, but this one's heart is full of questions. Just hear how much he loves the well.
You don't want to do the commercial anymore? Okay. Do you want to go watch Y Tu Momento Bien? Yeah? Okay, he wants to go back to the well.
He'll enjoy running his little fingers around the edge of the well. On days when he's had too much, he'll lean on it and contemplate his reflection. Some kids like to play. Others just sort of wait for adulthood.
So what is he putting in there?
A secret.
He'll grow up to have a wildly passionate and successful creative life, but not just yet.
Hey, Spencer! Spencer! Spencer!
Spencer. Yes, Mom.
Also, check out other cool new toys for our sensitive boy line, like balconies for when they're ready to announce something, or a shattered mirror to examine the complex contradictions of their being.
That thing's weird. I don't get it.
That's because it's not for you. Because you have everything. Everything is for you. And this one thing is for him.
Wells for Boys by Fisher-Price. Don't just give him a Barbie. I mean, it is like that, but that's just part of it.
Brand a wereldstok in your pyjamas.
So Bernard en ek gaan hierna kyk na Yul Damaso se uitstalling. Remember he was our guest?
Oh my god, the 50 yeah. rand guy.
Yes, are you coming with?
I've got a freaking...
No, you don't. You can come with. It's in Randburg.
After being Mulderstroff.
But then you go, me too. Because it will be good. It will be a good, what do you call that, PR, if we arrive.
Jy het hom, exactly. jy het vir hom gesê, jy gaan sien toe gaan en jy gaan 'n 50 rand ding koop.
Yeah,
moet nie teen jou woord gaan nie.
I think then it's always like
excuse
is
me.
Is jy een van daai mense?
So isn't he there until the 16th of
yeah,
December?
Which is today, you see. That's why we have to go. And they said they open today at 10, so that was too late for us. So we thought we'll go after. Come, Gav. Let's go. We take pictures. We tweet. We Instagram. We social. We do everything. And we make an impression of people who keep our word.
You had a magic word all gebruik. So we're going to take photos there.
Oh, that he loved that. He, I saw it perking up.
So. Anders alles lelijk met me.
And here we're not. We want you to come with. But listen, talking about coming with, you two were at a play yesterday. Tell me all about it, because I didn't go.
Play is a start.
How do you know we were there?
Because I was invited as well, my darling, but I didn't go, because I had to prepare the show. So tell me, where did you go?
Let Gavin begin, as ek my commentaar gee na hom.
So, it was, so I took my kids, right? So I watched the like...
Through them.
Yeah, the expressions, you know.
But what was it that you went to see?
We went to see... What's that bloody thing sitting on over here? Robin Hood in the Wood. A bad Robin Hood. Or what? What's it?
Big Bad Musical.
The Big Bad Musical.
Says it all.
The Big Bad... No, I liked it. I liked it. And it wasn't long. It was 1 hour.
Is it all?
Too long.
And it was just like, I absolutely enjoyed it. That was just a bloody court case geweest met die Big Bad Wolf. Hy was so mooi aangetrek. En the jokes were corny, admittedly. Not on the level of Janice Honeyman, but I think it was enjoyable. It gets a whole 6 out of 10 from me.
I better not.
Dit was 'n klop poes gewees. Hy sê die wolf was mooi aangetrek. Sy stert was 'n fucking vadoek. Dit was 'n stuk lap wat daar gehang het. Dit was sy stert met Alice Band oortjies. Alika, die varkies, die drie, hulle was funny. Die drie varkies was funny. Dit was die heat van die show. Maar almal het al die ore van al die diere is Alice Band met oortjies aangeplak.
Onder by die Chinese market.
Exactly. Mm. Dit was terrible geweest. Rare. Ja, wat die arme die evil stepmother wat een van die prokureurs gespeel het. Sy Mike het die hele tyd losgekom. So sy het daar gesit en Mike vasplak en paniekerig lyk.
Want dis 'n tegniese probleem.
Ja, dis tegnies.
Ek is nie klaar nie. En 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 van die kaaslede kon jy nie hoor nie, want hulle mics was opgefok.
Tegniese probleem.
Nee, dit
het was opening night.
Dis die fucking show se probleem.
Dit was opening night, hey.
Ja.
Wat se theater was dit?
Joburg Theater.
Nee.
Ach, Roodepoort Theater, selfe plek, selfe
nee,
type
that's
shows.
Not the same place.
Because that's what I wanted to say, is Roodepoort Theater may not have a budget.
That is exactly, Casper, the situation.
But,
hulle gras, die gras in die show was, die begrafenisgras wat langs die grafte is, dit was die graf, gras op die stage.
Die gras, maak op jou mind, wat fuck was it.
Die show is een graf.
En die groen gras groei daar.
En die groen gras groen daar.
You
told me something, Bernard, on my way here. You said they had a lavish spread. So they have money for that.
Ja, dit is die ding. Ek meen, ons gaan na opening night toe by die theatro. Dan kry jy 'n kaartjie wat sê, daar's vir jou 'n voucher van R20 wat jy kan spandeer.
Kry vir jou 'n water van R30.
En dan kom jy by die kiosk en dan sê die ou agter die kiosk vir jou, sorry, ons vat dit nie hier nie. So, maar daar by Roodepoort Theater het hulle 'n hele spread gehad. Dit was, daar was omtrent wat 10 verskillende goed om van te kies, wat jy
yeah,
bord kon pak. Daar was open bar, so hulle kan daar geld spandeer. Vat daai geld en gee die mense acting classes.
Gee die wolf 'n fucking start, so ek sê.
Ja.
Ach, die wolf se mooiheid het opgemaak daarvoor.
Okay, so at the Roodepoort Theater, so if you have children, what should you go?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
If you don't have children, stay away.
It's a children show.
They loved it. The children were so anticipatory because hulle daai hele ding gehad van jy moet nou die Gundam style doen, maar ek wil te veel weggee nie. Like you have to dance when they do certain things and make certain announcements like during the play. So whenever daai ding begin en dan begin die mense te dans, okay. Which is so cute. It was so
it's cute that I said dan begin die mense te dans. Daar twee mense elke keer opgespring en gedans.
And it was one of them was me.
Oh no.
No, but I enjoyed it.
We the people.
But I loved it.
Now listen, and you also went, Bernard, I don't know if Gavin was there, to the Liggies Festival at the Mall of Africa.
Liggies.
Mall of
ja, Bernard.
Africa, MOA, at the MOA.
Yeah.
How was that? Also for children?
Dit is, dit kinders love the show.
Mm.
Ek was daar saam met 'n vriendin van my met haar kinders, en hulle het met seker groot oë gesit en kyk die hele tyd.
Oh,
dis rarig, nee.
Met groot oë. That could mean that they were disgusted.
Nee. Hulle het met sprankelende gesiggies gesit en kyk.
Really?
Ja.
Oh my goodness.
Ja, so, nee, ek sal dit aanbeveel bo The Big Bad Musical.
En groot mense?
Really? Would you say rather that than The Big Bad Musical?
Verseker.
Why? Because of the
Verseker.
Liggies? Of the
alles,
budget?
Die liggies en die mense kan act.
So would you say there was more budget there than at the Roodepoort Theater? Obviously, hey?
Oh ja, nee, verseker. Ja.
So money definitely plays a big role?
Ja en nee. Talent also comes into play.
Okay, so you have got a lot of money, you can just go see both. You got limited money rather than Mall of Africa?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, well, Gavin, I suppose you have to go and see it with your children at the MOA and decide whether you prefer that one or that
lovely
one.
Photo ops, Gavin, but in liggies.
A selfie ops, you mean.
Selfie options.
And that was a problem yesterday. I tried to take selfies with my family. Every single one was pulling faces and things like that. They're not for selfies.
But it is cute photos that you posted.
Nee, elke trek sy gesig weer hierna toe in
die son. Can I ask you something? Do you then,
they need to come to the party.
Do you then cock on them if they do it?
Yeah.
Don't do that, Gavin.
Why not?
You take away their spontaneity.
Okay, I won't.
Don't do it. they will resent you later.
I just, well, I don't come down on like a ton of bricks. So you get as of a status, my ex is in it. Okay, we need to take this over. So eventually I posted 5 different pictures of everyone like pulling.
Okay.
My daughter's pulling out the tong. So I
Nee, ek moet sê, net sy kinders is baie amazing. Toe hulle nou baie, ons het so 'n groep gestaan in kuier en toe hulle baie sê, het al sy kinders, sy van trapkinders. gekom en
goodbye
vir elke farewell. Persoon wat daar gestaan het 'n drukkie kom gee en gesê bye-bye ons gaan ry en hy het nie gesê gaan groet die mense nie almal het drukkies kom gee uit hulle eie uit.
How does it go again? Because our goodbye is based on the Sound of Music goodbye and I can't remember it. Sing it bietjie, hoe gaan dit in Sound of Music? Goodbye.
Farewell.
Na 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 na.
I think it's Auf Wiedersehen adieu.
Farewell. What?
Farewell. Goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen adieu.
Ons in-house teacher.
All together now.
En ek loop vas teen die deur. Okay. Do you know the third best song of 2016 according to some sources?
What internationally?
Tomato sauces and mushroom sauce. is this song? What's this? What do you think this is? According to some clever fella, Solange, is that the singer?
Is
that the singer? That's Beyonce's sister.
Solange knows.
Cranes in the something.
It's not quite my jam.
Nee, maar ek moet sê, dit is beter, dit is half hoe Beyonce amper was altyd, voor sy begin skree het.
This is a very romantic song, or shall I say very sexual song,
I would imagine. You can imagine fucking someone on it.
Yeah. Background, kerse, wine.
Oh yeah, baby, yeah. Well, in the meantime, we got a...
Extra special!
I just got to warn you that tell you that I put my sound very loud, but because we got the new studio mixer, I cannot change that per channel. So
we
everyone
almost died.
Everyone blasts. Now on this extra special, they were all like jumping up with arms in the air. And
I think
the
mense by die huis het so gespring.
Nee, ek was heeltemal fine. Our extra special guest is not an extra special guest, obviously. It's Charmaine who arrived. Hello, Charmaine.
Very, very late. Hello.
Oh, you're so far away from that mic.
I missed you guys a lot.
I missed you too, my friend. I haven't spoken to you in years.
Yeah, we haven't seen you. Where have you been?
And you're singing me.
Yes, I'm so busy with the IS show.
Yeah.
Ach, nee, Hans Gaitman.
All ears and no eyes.
Is that
aren't
the show?
Aren't you just clever this morning? You look good.
Thank you.
Love the coif. Love the coif. Ek is bly jy gee nou op jouself 'n paar coifs. Jy weet, dit amper.
Hoekom lyk ek gewoonlik kak? Yes. Shush, jy on you.
Hoe kom lag jy? Jy het niks om van te praat hier.
Exactly. But go back to him. Go back to him. I love the banter with Betty.
Nee, Betty, ek baie beautiful. Ek weet nie of jy nou 'n liefhend nie. So te kyk jou so, toe dink ek jy raak hom nou beautiful.
Dankie.
Hy is opgewonde oor New York.
Mm. O, wanneer gaan jy?
Eers het ook in Mei.
Dis ook wat ek gedoog.
Dis nog 5 maande.
En jy is nou al opgewonde.
Ja.
Tell me about it. Talks about it every fucking minute.
Imagine him coming back, Casper.
Oh, Jesus.
Jy gaan een feestel krijg.
No, we won't invite him to the show.
Kan ek jy net een update gee oor my possible meeting met Bette Midler?
Oh, no!
Ja, Gavin. Bitch. Ek het terugvoer gekry en dinge is 99%.
Wat vir dinge?
Gereël dat ek vir Bette Midler gaan ontmoet na die show.
Is jy ernstig?
Ja.
Hoe
That's amazing.
Hoe die peer?
I know someone who knows someone.
Oh my goodness. 6 degrees of separation
exactly
theory.
Exactly that.
As dit kind wat op die show was so nie lank gelede
nie. Nee. Nee, as 'n kliënt van my se vriend, is vriende met haar.
Oh my god.
Wat gaan jy sê vir the divine Miss M as jy geleentheid kry?
Ek dink ek gaan soos Rita klink teen
the rose.
Ek gaan vir as ek kom met ontmoet sal ek vir sê ek was een van die 3 mense wat ons sitkom actually gekyk het.
Het sy sitkom gehad?
Ja, exactly. Swat up.
Ek sal.
Ja.
Maar ek het nou want ek het nooit daaraan gedink nie en Dory sê dit vir my probeer 'n interview met haar kry vir die show soos in ja. Op WhatsApp maar imagine nou met ek nou my pose hou en vir sê kan ek asseblief net 'n paar woordjies vir die Casper show kry
ja let us say hi this is Bette Midler and you're listening to the Casper radio
yay,
show
yeah. I like that idea
or even your plug your fucking thing
yeah.
This is Bette Midler and you're listening to Ska and Skanda
and a shout out to Gavin Prince out there in yeah. South Africa
no
but you must do the you
Kenya Black.
But I think, Gavin, what's your name? Bernard, what we must do is you must rehearse this over and over so it's automatic.
I gaan alles pre-record. Yes. En net say,
and rehearse.
Wacht, ek gebed, ek net vir jou play.
And then you mime.
Nee, ja. jy kan nie sê wacht ou nie, wanneer jy gaan, dan moet jou dingetjie aanwees, kat.
Weet sy wie saak?
Dat maak jy saakie.
Bette meets Betty.
Must go in
I hope it comes true.
Ek dink en dan na die tyd dan moet jy dit in 'n silverskerm kortfliek verander.
Ek dink ek moet.
Absoluut. Ja. By die silverskerm kortfilm fees.
Jy kan dit direk dan is. Ja. Inskryf.
And can we Skype in with him after the meeting?
No.
Can I play bet?
Yes.
Thank you. Ek sal dubbel bet wees.
Hoe lyk jou bene want sy het mos mooi is, hoor? Hy beentjes van Asma's
nee,
gorge.
Ek het mooi bene. My bene is fine. Dis net van die totie af op.
TM bloody eye.
TMI. Charmaine, we've been talking about our horse and a horse. We've been talking about our highs and lows of the year. So now it's up to you. What was your life for you like the highs and the lows on any level? Universally, globally, regionally, and personally.
Oh, okay, I'm not even going to listen to your order. I'm just going to go what pops into mind. This year's somebody that I really thought was amazing taught me a lesson that I should remember forever, so it made me a bit freaking harsh, eh? So anyway, it's one of those things where you trust someone and they turn out to just turn around and you don't know where it came from. So that was my low. I learned that I'm a little bit gullible when it comes to trusting people.
So you were done in?
Terribly.
Ah, fuck.
And my low, which I still battle with, I lost a being very, very dear to my heart.
Mm.
That was my absolute.
Yeah.
No.
I've not spoken to you about that yet.
Yeah, no, we don't want to.
Not yet. Aren't we ready yet?
I'd rather speak to you in private, but not for radio yet. Is the bit.
Not yet. Okay. Yeah, I'm very sorry about that. I heard about that, and I thought I'll wait until I can see you ready to talk about it, but obviously you're not ready yet. Just give her a fucking tissue, please. Now,
hugs, my darling.
No, thank you.
Remember, WhatsApp 079-748-2090. In Afrikaans, it's
079-748-2090.
And then we will see it here on the screen, because I've only got JP still.
And you must write your name, eh? When you WhatsApp, because we can't see your name.
JPV.
Well, JP said, we've got a wonderful show. Don't you worry.
We've
already done that with you when you were not here.
Hello, JP.
Jacoba Petronella.
Hello, JP. Jacoba Petronella, Letty, Les van Les Boos, Market Salki. Harobi Pianas. Hello, JP.
Harobi what?
Biana.
Pianals.
Biana.
Okay, now we got our section where we got something revolting or something quite amazing.
The Casper Radio Show, out there.
So you played me something. There was this black macho man, and he was singing on X Factor, or was it America's Got Talent, or Uzbekistan's Got
Talent? Britain's Got Talent.
On Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And you showed me, and this is this butch black guy who looks he's going to fucking moor you. Where's your gat? Okay.
So tell me when you're
playing it, so I'll put on the mixer.
Yeah, I like his name is Travis Pratt.
Oh my God.
I like his fucking B.A. Barakas Sabuti.
Wie's dit?
Van
A-team. The A-team.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maar ja, dis hoe hy klink.
Okay. Wie is dat klein dwergje wat zijn bols knijpt? Dat is amazing. Maar die eindelijke out there wat ik in wil gaan is Snacks. En dit was een kunstenaar wat genoemd was of is. Ik weet niet of ze nog leven. Nie, als ze leven wil ik al graag in die studio krijgen. Een South African artist called die fluitende predikantsvrouw.
Ja.
Ja. Maar wie was sy?
Ek is jammer, Casper, maar sy is ongelukkig oorlede in 2008.
Oh no.
Ja. So as ons haar nou in die studio kry, gaan sy net 'n stoffie wees.
Oh, poepie.
Ja. Die fluitende predikantsvrou was Reine de Beer. Sy is op 9 Januarie 1932 in Woester gebore, waar haar pa die hoof van die skool vir dowes was.
Ag Jesus, dit raak net nie beter
nie. Ja, nee. En ten spyte van die gesegde, meisies wat fluit word by die agterdeur uitgesmyt, het sy van jongs af al begin fluit. Sy was 'n rebel gewees. Sy was 'n rock and roller. En sy het hoër onderwysdiploma behaal en sy moes verskeie aanmerkings teen haar verduur. Maar sy kon onthou hoe sy op 'n slag na vertoning bedank is. Die vrou het gesê sy wens sy kon soos ek fluit, dat sy al hard probeer het. Sy het selfs al haar tande uitgehaal om by die hoë note uit te kom. sy is op die ouene met 'n predikant, Gys de Beer getrou en hulle het op Riversdale afgetree in die
my geboorte daar.
Ja, en toe later in Uitswer en sy is nou ongelukkig in 2008 oorlede.
So mense sal sê fluit die storie is
uit. Hy is, ja.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Om so te fluit was pure Jolite. Dis 'n boek oor haar, dink ek.
O God, kan jy 'n bietjie die gefluit speel daar?
Ek kan, ek dink dit was nommer 1 op Springbok Radio.
Okay. Laat ons hoor. Jesus, so. Sit jou volume hard.
The connection.
Yes, love. Yes, maar sy fluit het ding vak dank was.
Joy.
Oh my goodness.
Hey.
Toe kom sy eers op drie
voet.
Die brandy skop.
Die nagmaal my bedoel.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Oh, thank you.
Julle wil mos grappe maak oor haar stof hier so in die studio.
Hier, maar sy gat, hè? Pam, pam.
Het iemand van haar lippe. Hoe lyk haar lippe? Op hoe haar lippe gelyk?
Het sy haar tanne laat uithaal, dink jy?
En ek hoor daar's goed as wat deur haar tanne kom, maar as gevryd wat hierdie tanne kom, want sy is ook...
Ja.
Wow.
Wow, die fluitende predikant vrou.
Hulle was nou het goeie mense, talentvolle mense.
Sy was prachtig.
Sy was nogal mooi. Hier is haar album omslag.
Sy lyk soos 'n lesbien.
Wees gegaan.
Sy
doen
nie sê, sy lyk soos 'n let nie, maar...
Sy lyk so'n bietjie lesbien, en ek dink sy was dan.
En sy pruil haar mondjie so, asof sy 'n klein blowjob gee.
Ja.
Which means die predikant was?
Hoe lyk 'n klein blowjob?
Nie groot nie.
ons noem dit in die bedryf 'n klitsuig.
En wat vir bedryf, Kasper?
Ek het geweet ek gaan weer vandag iets kom leer.
Not quite your beyond your ears and your eyes, but that shows on up up again.
Is daar nooit bang, gaan mens hel toe as jy iets lelik sê van 'n predikantsvrou?
Nee, glad nie. Nee, glad nie.
Van die predikant ja, maar predikantsvrou is open target.
Vrou is a target.
Ja.
Wat het jy in gedagte?
Nee, want vroue is minder werd in daardie...
Jy bedoel, vroue is soos mowe in daai geval.
Geloofsirkel, ja, soos mowe, ja.
Nee, eintlik is mowe nog doen. Erger.
Ja, mowe is fabulous.
Hulle kry die kak van voor en achter.
Oh my God.
This show has an age restriction of 18 to 81. So alle ou mense nou die kamer verlaat.
En dan gaan my mond hou.
No, you carry on, girl. Gepraat van kinders, jy weet Mick Jagger het nog een.
Ja. Wow.
Achtste.
Op 80. Can you werk dit nog? Believe it must?
But imagine that old sperm with kiwis.
Ew.
Hier kom die babiekie.
Hallo opa groetjie.
Want dit is bietjie eerie, want sy, soos die meerderheid van sy ander kinders is ouer as sy vrou.
Ja, en, ja, sy vrou is in die 20s.
Ja.
Oh my goodness.
Ek wonder, ek
dis 'n goeie belegging, daai vrou weet hoe.
Hoe lyk 'n mens se penis as jy oud is? Ek sidder om te vra, maar ek het nog nie een gesien nie.
Kom ek Google
dit. Wat is oud nou? Wat is nou oud in jou?
Soos Mick Jagger, 80. 'N 80-jarige penis, lyk dit mooi?
Weet jy, ek sou dink is maar dieselfde soos elkeen sin is anders. Ek weet nie wat. 'N standaard is vir oud
nie. Een?
Rarig.
Oh my god.
Ben not googled one. Let me see.
O, dat is een met 4 verskillende. Is dat like, as een foto met 4 op. Is hy foto normaal? O, dat is bananas ook.
Wat ek net sien.
Nee, maar laat ek net een soek, want dit is alles walgefoto's hierdie. Dit is nie een old penis.
Jou eerste foto het een penisprobleem.
Ja, dat is een woord penisprobleem.
You say 80-year-old penis, that's what you want to see.
Mick Jagger is 73 years old.
73-year-old penis.
Ja, ek wil nou eerst kijken, jy gag dan al.
Hy gag.
Dit is alles siektes hier, dit is nie oud penis.
Nee, maar that's not what we want to see. I don't want to see a sick penis.
Ja, ek soek een oude ene.
I want to see an old penis. A sick penis can be old penis, but not necessarily. Just old penis.
En daar gaan 'n paar mensies wat seker luister en dink, maar julle is almal oud, julle behoort te weet.
Wel, fok, hallo.
I'm a comfortable 39 years old.
If you're on WhatsApp in your 80s, send us your penis pic.
Oh God.
Ons sal jou naam noem.
Luister 'n bietjie hierna. Hierdie program, ag, hierdie fok. Hierdie liedjie se naam is Luister. Luister.
As my lirieke drop het vir die klank, hier te kort en daar te lang, hier Pinocchio daar een plank, hier is God en daar is een standbeeld. Hier een klok en daar alarm, hier een job en daar bedank, hier se stops en dan down, wat gaan believers nog aanbeveel? Ja, luister en luister dan weer, want kom ons wees eerlijk, ons luister nie meer. Wie te prijs, wie te kruis, wie se kleis en haar heer, help ons, voor ons, ons woorde wil straal, oor een podium, een foon, oor een grotere geskare, open toch die poorte van ons oore kanaal. Luister, maak op je oore bro, die woorde roep, niemand luister, jou oore is toe, as laat die woorde boek, jou oore bro, niemand luister. Maak op jou oore, glo die woorde roep.
Niemand luister.
Jou oor is toe, as laat die woorde boek jou oore broe.
This is Koenie de Villiers. It's Koenie de Villiers with Humobism.
Back in the day, Koenie ek en zee.
It's nice.
Ons doop die rechte hek voorbij en enter die segregate. Die skippers van tape het het gebrek om talent te separate. Nou, vir die record as ons entertain en die track so lees. Let's take the fans back to basics voorbij die rap en base. Maak hulle weer by hip met lees. Als het verschillende rhythms wat vallie van binnen dit schiet die pillen van kennis van hulle met steeds hoor. Mijn lippen breng clubs wat ik druk bij die drempel van jou dier oor. En dis een vraagskip met een skatkis sikkel in die see oor. Sit de skuld in die kant van jou kop, daal kan jy die see hoor.
Luister.
Maak op jou oore bro, die woorde roep.
Niemand luister.
Jou oor is toe, als laat de woorde boek jou oore bro. Maak op jou oore bro, die woorde roep.
Niemand luister.
Jou oor is toe, as laat die woorde boek jou oore bro. Jy kan my woorde vies. Jou hart is koud, jou blauw bloed in die. Zet ek bibberend binnen een bub gelees. Dis een bibliotheek. Met my oor dribbel ek dier. My brille en lees wat binnen jou steek. So prik jou oor en klim in my geest. Dit klink billik meneer. Ek jou uitgeluister en nou is het my beer. Dit is my beurt, Koenie, man. Ek meen, ons wil ook uitgeluister word. Is dit so, nie?
Ja.
Wat sê jy altyd? Luister en dan luister weer.
Altyd die tweede keer.
Maar het lyk my nie dit gebeur vandag, joh. Wat sê jy?
Niemand luister meer weer een keer, nie.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
You are listening to Casper's Radio Show.
So here we are, the Casper Radio Show.
Hoi!
Wat het jullie gedink van Koenie's song?
Ik heb nog wel van gehou.
Ik love it.
Ik like je helemaal bezig, hij is awesome.
Hij is goed, nee. En, maar, die combinatie was nog wel lekker.
It had a good tune to it.
Good lyrics as well.
Yeah.
Because people must listen, Gavin.
Yes, exactly.
They
people don't listen anymore, hey?
No.
This is a groot tekort.
Yeah, next to funny.
You
tekort. My stiefsister is weer op haar stikke vandag.
Ek kan jou tussen die lijnen lees.
Ek het helemaal besom ontmoet na die dag. Ek het nie geweet wie hy is nie. En toe sê hy, hy is helemaal besom.
Oh, dierbaar.
En toe, wat denk jy?
Uitgebuig voor my.
Oh.
So, uitgesê, I'm not worthy. So, toe like ek om onmiddellik.
Oh, that's sweet actually.
Yeah, he was very kind.
That's humble.
Yeah, he was humble. I wasn't. Listen, I want to tell you that I went to see that movie, The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And I went to the Rick and Pluck fucking movies. That one in Hyde Park where everything moves.
IMAX.
4DX.
No, 4DX. So what they got is Ricking and Plucking, Gavin.
Oklig.
Wind and smell. All that happens during the movie. But I must tell you that it, Bernard now said Oklig, because when he went to go and see Hedwig and Angry Inch in Cape Town, you went to see what movie in this format?
Mrs.
Oh, that were the girls.
Pirelli, so what? I can hear, yeah.
The house.
Peculiar children.
Oh, yeah, the house movie. The
ek het hoofpijn gehad van al die ruk en plik en ek het later, dit voel soos 'n kind wat jou stoel skop die hele tyd. En dis 'n 2 ure movie, dan moet jy daar sit en
ruk. Maar is dit daarom in context as jou stoel ruk?
Dit is in context, maar as ek sê in context, as in iemand klap die deur toe en ruk jou stoel. Jy stoel gaan nie ruk in die regte lewe as iemand die deur toe klap nie.
Okay, that's a bit far-fetched.
En die reuke, skus ek hijack die hele storie nou hierso. Die reuke, hulle het een smell wat half universal moet wees en aan jou imagination moet daai smell adapt na wat het eintlik moet ruik. Wat clever is, maar het werk nie altyd nie. So dis 'n snaakse reuk en met jou imagination kan dit dalk soos kar tyres ryk of soos reën of maar ja. Dis 'n gimmick.
Anywho, so I should go and watch it. Not watch it, but go and experience.
Well, I don't know about the Mrs. What's her name's movie, yeah. But the Fantastical Beasts or whatever it's called, what? Fantastic
Beasts, ja.
And how to find them.
Soos action movies, denk ek, sal great wees op die ding, maar moet nie a fantasy gaan kyk nie.
Well, go see a fantasy. Go see Fantastic Beasts and
nee,
we can find
Fantastic
them.
Fantastic Beasts is meer
so where's
actie
your
as...
mic again? So what I thought... I just switched off Bernard's mic. Sorry, it's back. Can I just say what I thought?
Yeah, because he kept on interrupting you, sir.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them does work with this system. It does definitely have problems, the system. I agree. And they can work on their smells and so forth. But it is an amazing experience. Het julle ook met die voorprint gehad van die actual movie.
Ja, dit was amazing.
Yes, it was amazing.
Maar sien, dis wat ek bedoel van soos action werk.
Ja. So what they do is like they do with IMAX, they say from a pin dropping ping to a Boeing and jy sit en ruk daar in die IMAX. So they got a show of reel like that for that 4XD. So people are clapping each other and jumping and yes, as jy ruk en pluk daar uit, I shouted. Mark it stop, Jesus.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Take the wheel. It was wonderful. But the creatures, look, they fly a lot, and there's a lot of stuff, magic and stuff happening where they must transpose themselves from another place to another place. That worked for me on that, I must say. So, ek dink daar's ruimte vir verbetering. Maar ek stem saam as 'n deurklap.
My grootste issue van dit was die, ek weet nie of julle, ek weet nie of daar lightning is in die Fantastic Beasts.
Yes.
As daar lightning in die movie is daar strobe lights in die cinema wat flash, wat 'n oulike idee op papier dalk is, maar as jy iets het wat 'n projeksie op 'n muur of 'n skerm gooi en jy het strobe lights, verloor jy die beeld.
Yeah, what they did with Fantastic Beasts or Creatures or what the fuck is it actually worked there because the guy lifts his wand and he does a spell and then for 1 millisecond that light goes.
Okay.
So it works. It's like it's a... So I think it from movie to movie, I would suggest if you want to try that style of movie, go see Fantastic Creatures or Beasts and Where to Find Them because it really... It's 90% it works and it is experience and a half. The movie once or twice can frighten children, Gavin. So Kenya sal blok nooit wat die fucking selle wees nie. There are 2 moments where I thought, ooh, that's a bit creepy, but it's if you don't want to take your children.
What's age detection? They shouldn't be, hey?
They shouldn't be. But it's Harry Potter. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful movie. Wonderful story. And you will enjoy it yourself. Have you seen it, Hannes?
No, I haven't.
I really recommend it. Yeah. Maya wouldn't be able to like it.
Yeah, I think she's a little...
She will cry.
Still, yeah.
But yes,
yeah.
Is jy recognize still.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ek sit bang om so 'n movie te gaan kyk met reuke en dinge, en dan sit iets soos 'n Jim Carrey movie of a Leon Schuster of iets wat bietjie toilet humor
het. They don't do it. They don't do it yet. That's what I
thought. There were a couple of times I made mental notes where I thought, you should have had this kind of smell.
Yeah.
Sort of this kind of smell. But not such smells. Mm. But like, yeah, it's all, speaking of lavender.
Yeah, but I think technology is there that they can do different reeks.
Hulle kan. Die ding is dat technology gaan aanhou verbeter.
Ja,
ja, ja.
Op die story met hulle een reek wat jy self moet adapt. Volgens jou imagination.
Yeah, and the programmers. I mean, you can go sit with the programmers and say, look, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
When they close the door, don't do the bump.
Exactly.
Get another fucking smell for... Because like in Harry and the Fantastic Beasts, if you remember, the magician made, the woman made food for that muggle.
Yeah.
And then he goes, strudel or whatever. And there was no reek there.
Yeah.
There they could have pumped in some strudel, because I was thinking, how does strudel smell again? And there was no strudel. Anyway, it was absolutely nice to see that we are progressing towards the future. So it's not just the theme parks, but sukke rides mee, ons kan nou self, dis fucking dier ook. Yes, hoe duur is dit? 170.
Dit was, ja, dit is R170 een kaartjie.
Shoo, yeah. Ouch.
As ouch, properly ouch.
Om die minste te sê.
As probably ouch.
Nou, en dan, as jy nou popcorn ook nog wil by.
Dit is outrageous. Ek het gepost oor dit, wanneer was dit? Laas week, het ons by IMAX was. En dit was gewees R70 vir a regular combo. A Coke, popcorn en Smarties. R70.
Ja, dit is te veel.
Dit is smal.
En, by the way, jy kan nie jou popcorn eet op by stoelen nie, hoor. Yes, is dat popcorn sal vlieg.
Yeah.
It will really fly in the air. You've got to choose your moments when you think, okay, eet gauw. Stop jou mond vol, soos een fucking eekhoring, en nou kou jy dit, herkou soos een koei, tot het weer begin ruk.
Ek, soos ek luister na julle, moet ek sê, ek dink ek gaan hierdie, as ek nou een movie toe wil gaan, waar ek geruk en geplik word, dan gaan dit een ander type movie wees.
Maybe. I don't know if they can do that.
Oh my god, what would the smells be like?
Oh, but loop. Loop, maybe.
But all the flavors that you and I tasted, and Betty tasted.
Strawberry and that.
Raspberry.
And that. And then, of course, they do not work on your bum or your back yet on the chest. They can...
oh, Lord have mercy.
Hulle kan dit nog doen. So as dit gaan begin gebeur.
Sure.
Yeah. Porn in 4XD.
Mm.
4ADX, sorry.
Het die tikler onder die stoel gewerk met Fantastic Beasts?
O, God, soos een muis.
Want
ja.
Hy het by ons gewerk, nee, en ons as een in een moment.
Ja, daar is so tikler, dit is so strappy. And then it goes against your feet. When so, like a rat scatters through the... And then you go...
Oh my goodness.
Ja, maar jy fucking tinder aan terugvra vir die, ja. vir die flappy wat nie gewerk het nie. Oh my
God.
Jesus, on that note.
What note?
I'm just saying, because there was an abrupt end.
Yeah. Well, you see.
I just posted our picture.
Oh, bless.
I said there's sad moments and some happy moments from 2016 reflected in the studio today.
So
dramatic.
Well, I think it's time now for Hannes and I to do consistory. So if you people want to go out, you're more than welcome. If you want to stay, you're more than welcome. But we have to concentrate now. I want to just look for, because I did bring Hannes, I did bring the what do you call it? Kenwijsie.
Ja, die theme tune.
Ek kan nie meer tegelijk dinge doen nie. Consistory jingle. Should be this, eh? So, I think what we do is we are... after the church service, Afrikaans. Na die kerkdiens, onthou jy, daar was 'n kerkdiens laas week.
Ja.
Almal was daar. Miskien daarna kan ons laat, miskien Rita en Sybrand bietjie praat met Kon. En dan, ons het daai dramatiese einde gehad waar Elizabeth Klinkert vir my dood is. Verwurg deur haar kind, Damien. En ons kan ietsie daaroor doen miskien. En Benny het die dominee in die toilets gevang.
Skande, ja.
Ja. Ja. So ek dink ons kan daai temas opvolg. En obviously is ons improvisasie so fantasties en almal het gewaai nou.
Ja.
Praat ga?
Hallo, hallo, hallo.
So ek sit die ander mics af. Almal is fucking weg. So ons gaan aan tot fucking 10 voor 12, fok hulle. Okay. So jy gaan ons. Hallo Rita. Mooi preek. Dankie. So, dit is jou Carol.
Ja, sy brand.
Aangenaam my kennis, dominee. Ek wil net sê, dit was 'n uitstekende diens wat stof tot nadenke verskaf het.
Ag, baie dankie, sy brand.
Ja, hy is heeltemal kakaraan. Reg.
Ek hoop nie u gee om dat ek saam met Rita na die diens toe gekom het nie. Ons sien mekaar gereeld en het gedink dit is dalk 'n goeie tyd dat ons almal aan mekaar voorgestel word.
Ja nee, dit was heeltemal reg. Miskien Rita, as jy my net kon waarsku.
Jammer kon, maar ek het gedink ek gaan dit so doen. Jy weet, kerplaks.
Kerplaks, inderdaad. Ek het byna kerplaks in my pantalon.
O, oh, wonderol. Kon. Nee, ek het net gedink, want dit is 'n jy weet, dit is 'n mooi Christelike jong man. En ag, hy is baie goed vir my. Sy brand, jy's baie goed vir my.
Ag, dankie Rita. My ou bokkie, jy's net te gaaf. Dit is so lekker om 'n Sondag saam met jou te spandeer ook.
in die omgewing van my vrou, ja, ex-vrou.
Ja, ex-vrou.
Ekskuus, sou kan ek help?
Goeiedag, dominee. Ja. My naam is Hanelie.
Hallo.
Hanelie van Rooyen. Ek is redelik nuut in die gemeente en wou net sê, ek het u diens vreeslik baie geniet vandag. Ek het onlangs hierso getrek van Keetmans Hoop af. Jy moet verstaan, ek, Hanlie van Rooyen, is onlangs 'n weduwee geword. My man is oorlede, maar ek lewe.
Slykslak!
Hanlie van Rooyen, ek lewe. Dis pragtig. En ek wil vir jou sê, welkom in die gemeente. Nou, jou kinders getroud, man, het jy iets?
Ek is huidiglik heeltemal alleen, soos ek sê. My man het baie tragies laas jaar gesterf aan die hand van 'n kombuisongelukkie. Ek kan nie glo, hy het nie die toaster uitgeprop voor hy dit in die skottelgoedwasser gesit het nie. En toe sy tragies oorlede, daarom het ek nou na die groot stad getrek in die hoop om 'n ryk man, ek bedoel 'n ordentlike man te kry wat na my kan omsien in my herfsjare.
Maar ons is altyd dankbaar om iemand nuut in die gemeente aan te neem. Dit is soos 'n skaapwagter wat 'n nuwe skaapie in sy hokkie kry. Baie, baie lekker. En hierdie is Rita, my ex-vrou.
Ons is nog nie heeltemal geskei nie, kon.
Aangename kennis.
Hallo?
Is u betrokke by een van die vroue organisasies van hierdie gemeente? Ek sal graag wil deel word en so 'n bietjie nader beweeg aan die bediening hier.
Bufferkom, ek is getroud met Dominicon en hierdie is my boyfriend Sybrand. Sybrand, Hanelie?
Hallo, Sybrand, ek sien nie 'n ring aan jou vinger nie.
Is myne.
Maar ek dacht, jy is met die dominee as ek...
Is myne.
Goed, duidelik is jy bietjie van 'n...
Sybrand, sê vir jy is myne.
Jaloerse TV.
Sybrand, sê vir haar.
Jy's ongenaam in kennis. Hanlie, baie, baie welkom. Het is my eerste keer by die gemeente ook. So op 'n manier is het ons al twee se eerste keer. Ek moet sê, dis 'n pragtige peach pakkie wat jy dra, en daai hoed is regtig nogal mooi.
Dis pragtig.
En ek kan sien jy's 'n vrou met inbors.
Ach, hallo.
Wie se rok dra jy? Wat se ontwerper is dit?
Dit is Simon Rademan. wat ek aangeskaf het kort na my man se dood. Hy het gelukkig vir my 'n redelike groterige erfporsie gelaat. En gevolglik bly ek huidiglik op my eie in 'n lieflike huis met 'n jacuzzi.
Met 'n jacuzzi. Jo.
Sy brand, sê vir het kon oor die brode weer. Jy sal het bak vir die discount.
Dominee, jy is welkom by my bakkery enige tyd. Asseblief, ek sal vir jy met die grootste plesier een DS afslag gee, as het ware. En as jylle nagmaal brood nodig het of so iets, van die skyfies, ek kan het vir jylle organise teen een wins koop.
Baie dankie, so kan jy vir ons een bykersdaas en daar ingooi. En wiekie afslag sê jy, dis al wat ons regtig ons betaal deur ons neus vir ons brood op die oomblik.
Ja nee, ons is maar besig by die bakkery, so nou en dan help Rita my uit, sy is bietjie in die pad, maar ons werk daardeur. dis regtig 'n plesier om jy te kon ontmoet, Dominee, en natuurlik, Hanlie, baie lekker om jou ook van naderby te leer ken. Ag, is vir my... 'n plesier, Sybrand. Ek sal ook om inloer daar so by jou bakkerij en dalk 'n skon of 'n dingetjie bestel.
Onthou nou, Hanlie, wanneer jy tydtie het, kom kuier vir my daar by die konsistorie of die pastorie. Enige, my deur is oop.
Met,
ja, ek dink ons moet nou gaan.
Is nie nodig om ongeskik te wees nie?
Ek is nie ongeskik nie, jou feeksgehol. Ek gaan, kom, Sybrand!
Okay, Rita. Ek kom.
Dokter.
Oh, dokter Langerhans, hoe gaan dit?
Hallo dokter. Oh, iets verskrikliks het gebeur by die huis, asseblief.
Ag nee, het jou mediese fonds weer nie afgegaan hierdie maand nie.
Dit ook, maar erger.
Vertel my.
Oh, dokter. Ek dink...
Is dit een medische noodgeval?
Dit is nie meer een noodgeval nie. Ek vermoed by die huis Elizabeth Smook. My vrou lê met 'n blou gesig en 'n blokkie in haar ken. 'n Klein bult blokkie in haar nek en haar keel hier...
Wag, langs kalmeer. Hier is vir jou bietjie suikerwater wat ek altyd by my dra. Kalmeer en vertel my wat het gebeur. Soos jy dit verduidelik, aan die hand van die symptome, klink het of Elizabeth dood is.
Sy is blou en sy het 'n boublokkie in haar nekkiel. En sy
versmoor het.
Sy het versmoor en arme Damien wou haar red. Ek het ingestap in die kamer en sy sê Damien, toe sê ek probeer mama red, ek probeer mama red.
Was die klein swernoot saam met haar in die vertrek gewees?
Ja, hulle was besig om te speel. Hy was besig om vir haar te wys hoe werk die blokkie.
Langerhans, ek het jou probeer waar.
Wat?
Daai kind is van die bose. Ek het gesien met die eerste ondersoek toe Elizabeth skaars 'n week swanger was met hom, het ek reeds gewees, daar is onheil in daardie kind. Is jy seker dis nie hy wat haar dalk verwrig of versmoor of iets in haar keel afgedruk het nie?
Nee man, hulle was saam gewees en hulle het lekker gespeel en skielik... Toe stap ek in die kamer in.
Nee man, jy daai kind het horings, Langerhans. Dit moes hy gewees het. Daai ding is van die duivel. Daai kind is iets wreed, iets onstuilspillend.
Sê hallo vir die dokter, Damien.
Hallo, dokter.
Oh, ek het vergeet om jou te vertel, Damien het saam met my gekom. Jy kan hom sommer self verwag.
Ag, hallo Damien, jou oulike ou dingetjie, jou ou klein engeltjie.
Vertel vir dokter.
Dokter,
Mama, val om. Mama, val om.
Sies toch, hoor jy? En toe, wat doen jy toe, Damien?
Ja, vertel vir die dokter.
Toe jy mama gaan help, ne?
Ja, ek glo jou story. Ja, mama, val om. Damien, help. Damien, trek vinger. Damien, doen heimlich. Damien, help mama.
Kijk
mama,
sy woorde, Scott, hè?
Mama, nie asemhal. Mama, dood. Jou oulike dingiekie.
Ah, wel, nou sal ons een lijkskouwing moet doen dat jy net kan seker maak. Maar ek verstaan nie hoe Rita, ach, wat sy naam? Elizabeth, ja, ek hou ek soot in mekaar van totale dramatische emotie. Hoe Elizabeth kon verstik aan een blokkie, dit moet jy in die lijkskouwing van my kyk, dokter.
Ek sal definitief jou loerag, maar weet jy, nou dat Damien hier langs my staan, ongelukke gebeur, langerhand, ongelukke gebeur, en, ja. En dankie toch, dankzij die klein mannetjie het sy dalk 20 secondes langer geleef as wat sy sou doen as hy nie daar was nie. Ek sê vir jou langerhand, maar jy moet hier die kind wegkry uit jou leefheid. Ja, Damien, jou oulike klein dingiekie.
Damien, gaan al gauw vir papa water.
Okay, papa, water kry.
Dankie, sê gou vir my. As jy regtig ernstig.
Ek is dood ernstig. Ons moet iets kry. Ons moet iets doen. Ons moet 'n exorcis of iemand kry om. Daar is 'n demoniese teenwoordigheid in hierdie kind langerhans. En jou eie lewe kan in gevaar gestel word. As het jy daai tattoo agter sy ore gesien? En die horingkies wat vorm?
Alles
ek dink dis hy wat jou vrou vermoor het.
Liefde is blind, dokter. Ek weet nie. Ek kan nie hier die gevaar sien wat jy sien nie, maar ek gaan probeer.
Ja, want ek is bevrees dat medische hulp nie noodwendig gaan help nie.
Jere.
Ik is zo blij dat Dominie is.
Ja, Benny.
Wel, ek het interessante nieuws. En ek het iemand hier saam met my. Hy staan hier buiten. Ons gaan een paar interessante dinge nou hoor. Kom in!
Kom, ek is een van die kleed saam met jou. Moet nie een woord glo wat hierdie jongman vir jou vertel nie.
Dominie? Hierdie dominee wat so teen die moffies is, hy het my probeer afsuig in die toilet.
Dit is nie die waarheid nie. En
ek het foto's geneem, dominee.
Wel, wat iemand doen in die privaatheid van 'n publieke toilet is mos immer sy eie saak. Ek verander nie my standpunt oor die publieke, onsedelike lewe van hierdie homoseksualiste nie, want ek is beslis nie een nie.
Beslis nie een nie? Jy het gekwijl soos een hyena, dominee.
Dit was bloot method acting om jou te toets. Dis wat het was. Ek het probeer om jou te toets, sodat ek kon bewys dat kon se gemeente inderdaad in alle opsigte van die woord een sistersgemeente is.
Nee, jy gaan nie jouself hieruit praat nie.
Beslis nie, dominee. Ek dink wat ons nou vir jou gaan sê is die volgende. Of jy hou op om teen die homoseksueel, die lesbos en die sodomiet te praat, of ek verkoop hierdie storie aan die huisgenoot. Hulle sal baie, wel ek sal dit nie eens verkoop nie.
Regtig, maar jy kan baie geld maak, die huisgenoot betaal vir kak, dominee.
Ek weet, maar ons gee dit vir niet vir hulle. Dan kan Amor bietjie rus hierdie week.
Asseblief, my posisie, my rol as iemand wat die samelewing lyk aan in gevaar gebring word.
Absoluut.
Deur hierdie valshede.
Nee, dit is nie valshede nie. Dit is nie, Benny sal nie lieg nie. En ek het gedink onderdraai die duivel rond.
Goed, ek herken. Ek preek so teen die
Moes, ek kan skaars die woord sê, juist omdat ek weet dat dit die gemeente, hulle hou daarvan en dan gee hulle meer collecte. Ek sal erken dat ek nie heeltemal so voel nie, maar dis alles eintlik 'n misverstand wat in daai badkamer gebeur het. Dit is net, beproef alle dinge en behou die goeie.
En jy het baie beproef.
Ek het bloot net probeer om my plig te vervul en...
Broeder, luister vir my. Ek is saam met jou deel van die kleed en dit is fyn as jy hier en nou in jou hart erken dat jy verkies om by die manlike spesie te wees. Sê dit dan nie meer teen hulle nie. Jy hoef nie uit te kom op die kansel te gaan en te sê, ja, ek verkies penis nie. Maar hou jou kommentaar van nou af vir jouself. Kom ons leer om mekaar te verdra, Dominee, en ons sal jou verdra.
Ja, Dominee, ons kan selfs weer in die badkamer by mekaar kom, as ek net weet, Dominee, is eerlik.
Ek het nie geweet, dis op die tafel nie. Nou goed, ek het seker nie veel van die keuse nie, maar ek sê vir julle nou, as ek 'n geleentheid kry om my wraak te neem op julle, omdat julle my in hierdie ongemaklike posisie plaas, dan sal ek dit neem. Hierdie is niks anders as emosionele blackmail nie.
Dominee is toch 'n beginner, gepraat van ongemaklike posisies, wag 'n bietjie tot later.
Hannes, dit was lekker, baie dankie.
Ag, dis 'n reuse plesier. Ek geniet so die intriges van Konse storie.
Wat hulle self uit.
Ja, ja.
Wat hulle self oopvou terwyl ons besig is. Ek love it. Is daar yay! Ons het nog 'n WhatsApp. Ek so bly twee mense luister vandag. Onthou 079-748-2090. Shemaine, in jou beste Brits, asseblief.
As ek nou kan. En die nomba. 079-748-2090.
Ok, dis die wets, dit is Royal English.
Siyabonga.
Nou, Zulu Royal. Listen, iemand het geskryf, ek moest luister na jou vir die eerste keer. En love die show. Baie dankie, onthou net as jy WhatsApp skryf jou naam, want ons kan nie sien wie die fok jy is nie. Maar wieever jy is, baie dankie. Skryf weer, sê jou naampie, dan sê ons jou naampie op die liggie. En onthou, jy kan altyd weer luister na die podcast nie, want ons herhaal dit nie. Ons herhaal dit, die beteken ons herhaal dit, maar dis Pretoria. Pretoria het altyd vir klein woordjies. Voel jy bietjie suikertjie in jou koffietjie? Asseblief, Stanietjie.
Dit is
dis hoekom haar area in Pretoria is genoem Littleton.
Oh, dit
is 'n grapjie onder die Pretoriaaners, dit is so cute.
Pretoriaaners.
Pretoriaaners. Maar dit is my ma my pa gemaak.
Dit is klaggig gee.
Wel, lees dit weer, Hannes en Shemaine, kyk wat julle kan doen.
All right. The number is 079-748-2090. 079-748-2090.
She's a British, but she was living in South Africa for quite a while. That's why she sounds like that.
Or this is the new promo for My Fair Lady, which will be happening at the Johannesburg Theatre next year. Or I want a room somewhere. Oh my God. So mensen, jullie kan WhatsApp, maar het komt automatisch hier zo op. So WhatsApp vreselijk, want ik kan niet hoor ping. Ons gewoonlik is daar was daar 'n ding van die WeChat is in, maar nou kan ons dit nie sien nie.
Oh my goodness.
Ja, so we just like we got to see it and the screen is behind me. So just send me your vibes and when you send me the vibes, I will
fucking read it. Let's listen to this.
Stuff poopies.
What?
Stuff poopies.
What is that?
Stuff poopies van J8.
Kan ons alsjeblieft iemand...
Bar is brought to you by Sandwich Baron. Ach, jere, dit is weer die verkeerde sting. Jesus, ons gaan nou weer...
Ek hoor van Nico Karstens aangaan daar.
Ons gaan die ad moet opmaak nou.
Wat sal ek vandag by Sandwich Baron bestel? Een aardappel met heerlijke kaassaus.
Die keuse is legion.
Bestel vir my 'n baguette met allerhande voedsels, man.
Sandwich Baron en hulle laai af.
Laai hulle af?
Ja, ja, ook by Letties en Moffe.
Sandwich Baron, ons is oop vir almal.
Kevin, wat het sy gesê in die ad? Sy sê die aardappels met 'n lekker romerige fucking mushroom sauce, ne?
Yes, ja, wat so looprig is in dit, jy weet, en...
En hulle laai af, jy kan op die internet bestel.
En jy kan op die internet bestel.
Is daar nie ook 'n Banting menu evers, is daar nie? Of nie?
Is dit nie hulle nie? Dit is nie die ad nie, maar het is definitief daar.
Waar is Banting?
Dit is waar ek sal obsessie wees.
Ek het band vir week, is baie lekker daai.
So gaan na Bodytech, en Banting en dan na Sandwich Baron vir Banting. Dit is alles een groot sirkel. Of hoe sê ek, Jacomien?
Oeh, ja, nee.
En die nominatie vir kakste radioprogram op die internet gaan aan die Kasper Radio Show.
Die Rikkie is aan die Rikkie Award of die Ritsies of something in America. Is it something?
Die
Ritsies.
Excuse me, Jacomien kon nie nou lekker praat nie, want sy, haar mond was vol van 'n heerlijke sandwich baron.
Okay. Yes. But I quite like the fact that she like looked in Johannes like deep in the eyes when she like did that.
Well, we can now say that a Sandwich Baron, it's on internet, we can name everything, and they bring it, or you can go there and get it, and the best for me is the French toast one. Ach, not the French toast, the die baguettes, noem je dat baguettes?
French loaf.
Lane loaf.
Lane loaf.
Lane loaf. That's my lekkerste.
Fantastisch.
Lane loaf.
People, I don't know what's going on with my iPad. It's very soft, eh? So we got to talk quickly through this. We have had a stuff poopy of Boney M before. That was years ago, when Jeffrey was still working the mixer, I remember, and we had Brown Girl in the Ring as our stuff poopy. But now, and that was before Sandwich Baron. So now I got this record, CD, what the fuck you want to call it, album, cloud thing, that I bought as a young boy, Night Flight to Venus. I loved this. And I don't know who else had that. Did you have that record, Gavin? Nighttime to Venus.
No, I don't even know what it sounds like.
I even thought you would have it. You cannot? No, you, Chimane?
Ik weet ons is ouderdomsgewijs die cellen, but don't know.
And you call it. Why don't you have it?
Ek het hulle Christmas album gehad, and this is it.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
You, honest, you wouldn't know about this.
Nee, hierdie betrokke nommer ken nie, nee.
Die betrokke album.
Ek ken Boney M, ek ken
jou Afrikaans.
Ja, die my ouma Jacob het so gepraat, daai nommertjie, sit vir jy daai nommertjie op toe, ou seun.
Well, I loved it and I just want to play through a couple of songs of this LP on this... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh. Ek ken dit.
Ken dit ook, dink ek.
Nou ja, sien julle?
Maar moet nie my name gooi nie, gooi vir my songs.
Nee, dis nie hoe dit werk nie, my skat. Oh, onthou julle.
That boy was beautiful.
What was his name again?
Boney M, so...
The man, yeah.
I can't remember his name. Just look it up. Look up Boney M's boy.
It's a high chick.
Drummer boy. What are you?
Me a money.
God. Sorry.
You hear that? Now here you hear the premonition to Rasputin already happening.
Ah ja.
Hoor julle?
Hier het ek Bobby Farrell.
Bob. Ja. No, it is. It is. Let me tell Charmaine. Charmaine.
Bobby Farrell.
Charmaine, can I tell you some very interesting news?
It's by Blue Man Group.
Later, maybe. No.
Night Flight to Venus was a 1978 album.
I was in standard 6.
78?
Yeah.
I was 1 year old.
Oh, Gavin.
Ek 2 jaar later gebore.
Oh, my God. Shemaine, was, you were like 12.
actually about 15, I think.
Were you 15?
In 78.
Really? Shemaine, I want to tell you something interesting. Remember Vinnie Vanilli, Palipa Pissin?
Vanilli Vanilli, yes.
Now, they were fake, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Frank Farian created them.
Okay.
He was the voice of Bobby, whatever his
McFerrin.
Name.
McFerrin.
Bobby Farrell.
Bobby Farrell.
Yeah.
Bobby Farrell never sang a fucking word. It was
Are you
Frank.
Kidding?
He is the fake... Faker. Yeah.
He was a male exotic dancer from Aruba.
Oh.
That clinks as a song title.
And he just mimed on Frank Farian's voice.
Oh my goodness, that's why whenever I look at him, I always think Titus, nice, good looking, you know, I go into that.
And Milli Vanilli the same, they were not really singing. So he was creating an image.
Okay.
Frank Farian, he's a German.
Did good.
Yeah. I think the rest of Boney M really sang. Like Liz Mitchell, she's got that distinctive Boney M sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one big cheat.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Mm. Shoo.
Even Gavin is gobsmacked.
Yep.
Mapsi Obek.
Say the least.
And here we go into what? Rasputin. Bum, bum, bum. Skaparam, bum, 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 push. Bum, 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 bum.
Also, there's many shows by Stardust. Die eindsong was altyd 'n Boney M nommer.
Ja.
Het ons dan die hele kaart opgekom en dan 'n Boney M nommer gedoen.
Ja.
My maal het verskeie albums van hulle
gehad.
Ja, Rasputin was die tweede single van die album af en een van hulle grootste hits.
Oh, Painter Man. He's Painter Man. Yes. Tell me iets van Painter Man. I love Painter Man. Painter Man. I used to mime to this with a hairbrush in the mirror.
Dit was cover. Dit was oorspronkelijk door die muziekgroep The Creation gedoen. En toe word het later door Boney M gecover. En het het nummer 10 in die UK Singles Charts bereik in 1979.
I see Small Cassie there. Small Cassie in the living room. Listen. Pam, 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 pam. Oh. And then they've got, he was a step and... Oh, that was... No, he was a...
Daar het soos 'n ad vir Plascon geklink.
Fuck off! Jy kak op my kinderjare.
Painter man. Painter man.
Jy kak op my kinderjare. Blue group man, painter man.
He was a Steppenwolf.
Wat is a Steppenwolf?
It's a band. It was a band genoemd Steppenwolf.
Is dit iets uit Twilight, I think?
Weet man, ek kan vir jou nog informatie gee.
Asseblief.
Maisie Williams het ook nooit op enige van die studio recordings gesing nie.
Maisie?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh nee.
Nee man, hoekom is dit so fake groep?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a nice one. I think King of the Road, look up again for my op. Because this is a... This
wow.
Is,
you on
this is a bekende one, eh? Gavin, any bells? Huh?
I'm lost. I've never. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is it King of the Road?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know it.
Is Harry Belafonte nie ook gesing nie? Did Harry Belafonte as well?
Yes, a lot of people. George Jones, Dean Martin, Val Doonigan, Jack Jones, James Booker, The Fabulous Echoes, Boney M, R.E.M., Johnny Page, Glenn Campbell, Elvin and the Chipmunks.
Like
Jesse Byman's het hierdie song gecovered.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis. The Reverend Horton Heat.
Regte?
Sy vrou kon nie sing nie. Ag, fluit nie.
Nee. Dis Rivers of Babylon.
Yes, ek love hierdie.
Oh.
Now we in the Christmas spirit.
I am so disappointed that this man didn't sing this himself.
Yeah, this Frank Ferry and the Bastard. This is the extended version. Because they are as well. Voor die handdoeken uit en nou lee hulle by die rivier. En nou kom hier Liz Mitchell. By the rivers of
sail down, here we will, when we remember Zion, yeah. By the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, here we will,
and we went,
when we remember Zion.
Is ons oor Rivers of Babylon?
By the Rivers of Babylon is in die Rastafarian geloof is Babylon 'n woord wat gebruik word wat na enige regeringssisteem wat onderdrukkend is te verwys. En baie keer word dit ook in Jamaica die polisie is die Babylon. So by the Rivers of Babylon verwys na 'n samelewing wat onderdrukkend is en die begeerte na vryheid. Soortgelyk aan die Israeliete in kaptiwiteit.
Want
dit is gebaseer op 'n psalm. Ja.
Silence.
Sien nou iets vertel van die song. Die showgroep wat ek nou van gepraat het by Stardust, dit was seker bestaan uit omtrent 15 drag queens. Daar was een color drag queen tussen die klomp wittes.
Maar dis al lank gelede terug.
Dit was 2000.
Okay.
En een van die final songs van die shows was Brown Girl in the Ring. En arme Naomi het altyd in die middel van die stage gestaan en dan die wit drag queens al om haar gedans. dit is soos 'n cult gelyk as ek nou terugdink daaraan.
Voodoo.
If, ja, voodoo. Dan sing ons 'n Brown Girl in the Ring.
Size in the ring. Oh, I've got mal with
like I've never heard the song.
No, fuck off.
I promise
Gavin,
you.
Really?
I promise you.
Ek dink baie keer Gavin maak net jokes om ons uit te freak of iets, want dit kan nie
wees. Never heard this song. The Rivers of Babylon, yes.
Not Brown Girl in the Ring.
And the King of the Jungle. What is it? King of the Roads?
You've never heard of Brown Girl in the Ring?
Only those two.
And you know what? Brown Girl in the Ring is an old fucking song. It's not as if it was written by Boney M.
I am now convinced that you grew up in an alternate universe. Jy is nie van Botrivier.
Riversdal.
Kan dit nie glo nie. Ek kan dit absoluut.
I want to live. I want to give.
I want to give.
I've been a miner for a heart of gold. All these expressions I never give. That keeps me searching for a heart of gold.
Can you do it? Can you do it, Kevin? Can you
do it? Yeah.
Ek wag vir die dingetjie.
Dit is die dingetjie. Can't believe.
Dis oorspronklike Neil Young song van sy Harvest album, sien vir sy heel famous songs.
Ja, goeie songs.
Ja.
Van Freddie.
Dis ek glo.
He doesn't know. He doesn't look at him. He doesn't know. Na-na-na, heart of gold. Is Neil Young not? I can't live living is without you.
Nee, ek dink nie. Ek weet nie, miskien het hy dit geskryf, ja. I can't live if living is without you.
Without you, what Celine Dion
I can't live.
If living is without
you. Het julle al daai video gesien van 'n vrou wat op een of ander, ek dink India's Got Talent of something, en sy het gegaan en die song gesing, maar sy sing Ken Lee. Kenley. En dan ek weet nie wat die res van die woorde nie. En die judges kyk al net so aan.
Kenley, let me get out you. Ah, kon dit. Wat sê hulle van Neil Young? Wat het hy geskryf?
Neil Young het baie geskryf. Without You is actually van die band Badfinger gewees in die vroeë 70s.
Ek dink
moontlik dis moontlik dat Neil Young ook 'n liedjie gehad met eenste titel. Neil Young is 'n Kanadees gewees. Hy is nog steeds. He's often called the Godfather of Grunge. Sy grootste eerste sy hy was 'n lid van Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. En toe gaan hy op sy eie solo career. Harvest was een van die grootste selling albums van
ek
sy
sien die album
career.
Voor my met sulke krulle.
Ja. En Linda Ronstadt sing backing vocals op Heart of Gold op die Neil Young version.
Oh my goodness,
version.
Linda, I remember Linda.
Ja, Linda. So if you walked into this guy in a mall, you wouldn't know who he is. Hey, Neil Young.
Uh-oh.
If you said, sorry, I'm Neil Young, and you wouldn't know, hey?
I'd say, yeah, so? Yeah,
so, I'm Gavin Prince.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ek ken vir Linda, maar nie vir Brown Girl nie.
Oh.
You say no.
Jesus.
You say no.
Time. It's Christmas time, people.
I know this one.
And man will live forevermore because on Christmas Day.
A long time gelede in Bethlehem. So sê die Bybel.
Christmas.
Maria se kind.
Jesus Christus is gebore op Kersfeesdag. Wag nou bietjie. Die engele sê 'n koning is gebore vandag. En die mens sal lewe vir ewig. As gevolg van Kersfeesdag.
Christmas! Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Dan sê, ach, dit was nostalgies.
Dit was nou lekker.
Ah, stofpoepie. Aangebied deur?
Sandwich Baron.
You know, people, I want to tell you something very interesting. And that is that the second best song in the world.
Ja, is nog 'n countdown.
Vir 2016.
Vir 2016. Nee, moet ek gou vir julle speel. Ek gaan hom gou soek. Praat julle 'n bietjie onder julleself. Ek moet hom gaan soek hier op die komputer.
Ja.
En ek sien ons het WhatsApps gekry, maar ek weet nie of ons hierdie WhatsApp kan speel nie.
Ja, ek sien dis 'n
speel nie, lees nie.
'n Voice note.
Dis ek. Dis
hy van Adrian 'n voice note. Palesa, can we play audio? No, nee. Let me press this and just see. Where the fuck are they?
Ek so bang, Kasper. Toe hy begin het met die countdown van die third best song en nou dit tweede ene, ek so bang vir die woorde pineapple pen. Want dan verloor ek alle respek vir die wêreld as hy enigstens die countdown gemaak het.
Maar sulke luisters nooit.
But let me just say, this was on merit.
Okay.
On merit the best songs. Okay.
Cool.
So number three was Solange. Okay. Number two. Adrian, dankie vir jou boodskap, maar lyk my nie ek kan hom speel nie. Ek kan nie, ek kry nie die audio nie. En Eyber, dankie. Nou weet ons dis jy gewees. Sorry, ons weet nie. Ons fucking weet nie. Dankie vir jou boodskap. En onthou, die WhatsApp nommer is
079-748-2090. 079-748-2090. 079. Jy wil nog? Ja. 748-2090. as jy ons op die landlyn probeer wat sê.
En dan moet jy ons in Jan Space. Dan moet jy ons die na 079 7 Hoe sê ons Kalid Cape Kalid? I'm trying to do a Cape Town Cape Town in accent. Oh my god, I'm like
okay. 079-748-2090.
I did not come to play with you hoes.
Number two.
I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbreads and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes, you best to believe it.
Your height is corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, swag. I see it, I want it, want it. I shine yellow, want it, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it, own it. I twirl on the middle, albino, alligator, Camino with the Cielo, sipping Cuervo and OG. Sometimes I go out, I go out, I go hard, I go hard. Yeah, what's mine?
So that's Beyonce, that's number two.
I love it how only the coloreds are dancing in studio.
I was bopping my
aggressief geraak.
Ek moet sê wat squat in hierdie CD.
Ja, maar dan moet sy gaan huil in die badkamer en oor dit kom.
Nou is lekker. Dis attitude. Jy kan iets loop met jou boude.
Maar sy loop is dit die lemonade ding.
Ja, dis formation, maar
sy loop nou so die straat en fok sy alles op met die baseball bat.
Ja, wat sy squat.
Ja, vroue sing hulle best as hulle kwaad.
Iemand gaan sien en Prozac kry.
Vra vir Adele en vir Alanis.
Get your song played on the radio station. I might get your song played on the radio station. Cause I slay. You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I see it, I want it.
Is number two of the 2016 songs released this year. Now, guess what is this?
This is a theme for a TV program, is that me?
Indeed. It's a TV show that I can guarantee you Gavin has never heard of in his life.
Is this Tripp?
Yeah, but this is a TV show.
No, this is Westworld.
Ah.
Now, Westworld's first season is over. And remember last week I said it's something you must see over and over and over?
Yeah, yeah.
So you remember that, eh?
Yes, I do.
You have to see it over and over.
Good Lord.
It is such a complicated fucking series. Because they got timelines happening at the same time. You don't know that as a viewer. So,
Westworld.
Yes. So you're watching things from 40 years ago and things from now and things from 20 years ago and you don't know where you are until the end. Because then you watch the whole thing again to put it in perspective. Very nice, and they're busy with that. I also wanted to tell you, if you take your linker hand, Farid, sit it up your linker teat. Your linker hand up your linker teat, jy ook asseblief, Charmaine. En jy vat hom af tot onder jou teat. Onder jou teat, hier so, ja. So, bieke meer af, Gavin. Daar sy, daar, die, kyk so. Okay. Moe nie jou teat kap nie, moe nie jou teat kap nie.
Ek het nie 'n keuse nie.
Nee, maar sit jou, ja, bieke daar.
Myne kap homself.
Daar sy. Okay, wat is dit? Wat is dit in jou lyf as jy nou jou vel so wegvat?
As jou wat wegvat?
Vel. As ek nou jou so oopskree, oopskroei, oopsny.
Vet.
Nee.
Ribbes.
Nee.
Jou long.
Nee.
Nie die hart nie.
Nee.
Nee, hart is hier.
Muscle?
Nee.
Hoe voel ek?
Jou maag.
Is my maag so hoog?
Jou maag is hier. Hierdie is darms.
You lie.
I learned this week.
So dis nie jou maag nie, jou dindarm en jou dikdarm.
My maagpyn.
And this is the,
where I have
the
pain. Darms with pain as you see
it. I've got medicine.
As jy honger is.
As jy honger is, it's your darms. I've got medicine now to relieve stress. And that I can feel the pain here, and now I understand why. Because I got ulcer medicine, so it's my stomach. So it's here.
Wait a minute. Is this your analogy, or is this from a reliable tomato sauce, as you said earlier?
It's a reliable vinaigrette.
Oh my goodness.
I promise you, I saw it on television. They said, did you know that your stomach is there? And I said, fuck, I didn't know. But now I understand so much.
Maar dan moet hulle vir ons kinders, then they need to teach us proper at schools.
They do have to. Now, I want to ask if you've got any messages for anyone out there, because it's our last couple of minutes now. Can you believe it? Wow. And then we only be back in January.
Oh my goodness, that's so far.
Next week we'll do a repeat, I don't know of what, but of the Casper Radio Show. But
I'm going to suffer.
Withdrawal.
Yeah, with absolute drawl.
So withdrawal. So Gavin, let's start with you. What would you like to see in the new year? And you got like 2 seconds.
I would like to see a lot more love and respect.
Yeah,
for South Africans and typically like taxpayers. That's what I'd like to see. And
data users.
Free data moet val, ja.
Data moet val.
Ja.
Okay, dit is genoeg van jou.
Good Lord.
In 2017, I would like to see New York and Vegas and Los Angeles.
Scap is a menorah blade.
And meet mid-middler.
Thank you.
Shemaine.
I want to go with Bernard.
Yeah, true, eh?
Yeah. Take me with.
Come.
Awesome. That's mine. I want to, yeah.
But same with Salpeton.
Yeah, fuck.
Okay.
Is it that?
Hannes? Annie?
Well, as ek a boodskap kan stuur aan 'n luisteraar daar buite, dan sit na my vroukie, Melody, sal jy asseblief onthou om gou drankwinkel toe te gaan, want hy maak 1 uur toe en is 'n vakansiedag.
Papa's op pad huis toe.
Maar wat ek in 2017 wil sien, en wanneer ek uitsien is, net om te sien my dogtertjie net nog groter en slimmer word, en dan sien ek ook verskrikkelijk uit daarna, om tussen 8 en 10 April, by die Klein Karoo Nationale Kunstefees in Oudtshoorn, saam met Skalk Suidnout en Casper de Vries in die produksie 3-in-1, by die Burgercentrum, vir vol huise te speel.
En dit is 'n baie goeie show daai. Dis rarig, ek het hom gesien.
Ja, maar
hy gaan obviously aangepas wees, want ek meen dis nuwe materiaal so, maar dis rarig, die kombinasie tussen die drie is amazing.
Oh ja,
I'd like to see that.
It's going to be absolutely wonderful. And now I want to...
What's your message? Are you not going to give a message?
Yeah, I want to thank everyone for everything. And I want to say thank you to everyone for everything.
Wil jy nie gou dit net herhaal nie, want ek het nie lekker geluister nie.
Thank you, Valerie, for all this. And I want to say that we'll see you next year. Now, Gavin is the only one who can't see on the screen. Bernard might be able to. So who do you think is the number one song on merit, creatively, according to this person on the internet whose name I forgot? What would he say? The number one artist. It was Solange... It was Beyonce, and his number one would be...
It moet Adele
Justin Bieber.
Could be, yeah.
Hello.
What?
Adele.
Nee, Adele het verlede jaar uitgekom.
Is het al so lang?
2015 November is het release.
Nee.
Ja. Yeah.
Well, I've got a surprise. He met Donald Trump this week. Who's that?
He met Donald Trump this week. Damn it, I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Geef my voorletter.
East. South.
Kanye West.
Bye. We on the ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. CliffCentral.com.